Hi, everybody. I'm Gina Carson.
And I'm Jason Planner.
And we'd like to welcome you to the Fear and Loathing in New Jersey podcast.
We got an eclectic potluck served from the Garden State, cooking up everything from current and social issues to Miley's latest antics, served with a dash of simulation theory, music, and art.
We are going to cover a multitude of topics, but if you would like to hear anything specific, we invite you to let us know through our contact form at our website, fearandloathinginnewjersey.com.
And just like any restaurant worth its salt, we can't guarantee the end result will always taste good, but we won't make your day worse.
We are doing a two-part series today. We're going to introduce something that is near and dear to both our hearts, the power of language and the dangers in its misuse. Some words you just do not say. Between the fast-paced world we live in, technology, social media, speech and writing have become sloppy.
I mean, come on. We speak in emojis and slang, and it's really not that different than what our ancestors were doing, painting symbols on the walls of their caves. We've come all the way back around, and language has devolved.
That's
words
terrible.
Such as yep, LOL, FML. I mean, it's kind of like the Smurf of the modern language. And I should know. I was in a managerial position in a retail chain and was basically the Pied Piper of millennials. And here's a great example. This one girl kept every day at the end of her shift, she's like, "That's it. I can't take it anymore. I'm killing myself." So I actually called and followed up on her. And she was like, what? I'm like, "Well, you're going to kill yourself." And she's like, "No, that's just what we say."
Yeah, like it's such an over-exaggeration. It's like beyond even, like, because I grew up and like we tell good stories in my family. And yes, there's like exaggerating and you use exaggerations in comedy like to make a story better. But like that kind of use is be over the top exaggeration. Like people commit suicide, like you're gonna kill yourself because of something at work is like ridiculous, and there's just so many better words to use. And it reminds me of another like completely misused what it kills me all the time. Oh, there, I just used it. See, this is the problem now. Like what was that? I do not like when people use like I'm starving. I know you're really, really hungry. However, we're not starving. There are people right. that are starving, and it like does a disservice to the language and to people that are actually going through whatever that verb is. I mean, obviously it could be an adjective or other thing, but,
Yeah, that's like, the quarterback making $30 million a year in the NFL, and he suits up on Sunday and he's the wounded warrior taking the field. No, try sitting on some shrapnel or, you know, like, yes, you know, the poor baby. And it's that it's almost like snarky melodrama.
Yeah, I just feel like you said, we've come full circle. So it's tough, though, like we're using little tiny pictures that half the population probably or more can't even see because they're so small. And that's supposed to like relay a lot of information when we actually have words we could use that would do that in one shot. But I think it's like some kind of shorthand and it just doesn't work all the time. It's fine some of the times, but like a lot of the time there's just better ways to communicate. And I think especially with text, like sometimes you gotta like have, and people try to be short and concise and it ends up making more text because like just don't understand what they're saying. And if they just use the full sentence with punctuation, the message would have been really clear from the beginning. And I just don't understand.
Yeah, we have like hundreds of years of the evolution of language has been reduced to the devil, the poop, and the little smiley blowing a kiss. Like, there's probably more of America is comfortable using the poop emoji than have read Paradise Lost or Steinbeck. Like, we went through all this trouble to make this wonderful, complex language system that could convey the subtlety of emotion. It can describe 10 different types of snow. And now we've reduced that to a frosty emoji.
Oh, it's brutal. I do fire poop a lot. That's when things are real bad.
Yep.
I really
see what I did there.
Yep. So I say it sometimes, but like, yep is a perfect example on text. LOL and the letter K gets me because I don't understand, like, why couldn't you just put okay? But yep instead of yes is very, I misconstrue that all the time. I feel like that has a lot of attitude in it that probably isn't what that person's trying to say. But every time I see it, I get like salty because I think like there's attitude behind it. Instead of just saying yes with a smile, it's like yep with a little slap in the face, and it just annoys the S out of me.
Yeah, it's like your partner saying, "Have you gotten the mail yet?" And you just, you're like, you've heard it three, yep. Like it comes like, it's almost like a text version of nagging.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, like pestering. Or it's like, you can't be bothered to reply, like, yep, I'll get there. I can see that one.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to talk to my friend at some point. We'll bring her on. And there was a big, I actually asked her one time what, you know, I gave her my little spiel that I just gave right now, and she was like, had a whole different side to it. So we're gonna talk to her, and that'll be interesting to hear the yepper side of the situation, because it wasn't what I expected.
Well, and you know what's funny, because I remember when you were first telling me about that, we had a back and forth on text right around the same time where you sent me something, and I legitimately, I think it was the twin Saturns around when the planets were in alignment.
Yes.
And it was the little mock-up of Tatooine from Star Wars.
Yes.
I legitimately thought it was sarcastically funny, like it's, you know, we're turning the Earth into a desert world. And I gave a very innocent LOL, and you came right back and you're like, what was funny? And then I started realizing from some other exchanges that I probably am a little willy-nilly with LOL. And, you know, first of all, you know, a grown man in his 40s LOLing all the time is a little ridiculous, but
Thank you.
If I wanna, but it's more, I can be very serious and very, not robotic, but very literary, because I'm so good with language, I will say the exact thing that I mean. And a lot of times that comes off as condescending, or that I'm preaching or teaching down to people, you know. So I would LOL to lighten my words up. But all I was doing was either making my words less effective or making you think that I wasn't taking, you know, you took the time to send this to me and I'm just giving you a flippant LOL.
And then I was worried because people thought that was a real photo, and I thought like the last thing you would think is that that was funny based on like whatever else was written on this stupid meme. And I was like, wait, I don't understand. And I think the LOL can just, I think unless you actually laugh out loud, don't write it. Unless it made you laugh out loud, don't write it. Like some people end every single text with LOL, and it's mind-boggling.
Yeah, and we just demonstrated the painting on the cave theory, because think about what a complex situation. Like there was three different things going on. There was the use of the LOL, there was your reaction to it, and then me thinking something completely different. Oh, it's taking a shot at the environment. How can you possibly convey that with a couple slang words and a picture? The second we talked about it, we're like, oh, wow, that we were both completely off.
Right. That's the whole thing with all of this, is that usually at least one of the persons, if not both, are thinking something different about the other one, and it's just all bad, poor communication. And it doesn't have to be that way because we have the words to use.
Yeah, I mean, imagine world leaders going, hey, I noticed you were polishing your nukes, LOL. You know, like, Like, they're you know, if it's important, you shouldn't try to convey it with a poop emoji.
That is correct.
And I think this is a nice tease lead in for the second episode. Like, tonight's was a little light. We talked about the more comedic side of it, but there's a very dangerous side of it. And we all know what's going on in the world around us today. There's racial implications, there's social implications, everything from flippant use of a three-letter word that means merry, or referring to someone as a dog in heat, or a bundle of sticks. You know, there's a lot of words that we throw around that we don't think are harmful, but as we're going to show you next time, can be very harmful. Sometimes even when the people who are the victim of those words are the ones using it. So, you know, tonight, this was the appetizer, but we're going to get into it a little more next time.
Yeah, it'll be a little more hefty, but equally interesting, we hope. So tune in for part two of The Power of Language and the Dangers in Its Misuse, Some Words We Should Just Not Say. We want to thank you for listening. I'm Gina Carson.
And I'm Jason Planer. And we'd like to thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Fear and Loathing in New Jersey.
We hope you join us next time. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for us, hit us up on our contact form at our website, fearandloathinginnewjersey.com.